Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Dam hachatos shenitas ala beged. The blood of a carbon chatos which spritzed onto a piece of clothing. Harezet on kibos. That piece of clothing must be washed. The Batinur explains because the pasuk says v'asher yazami dama tichabes b'makom kadosh. That if the blood of a chatos splatters onto clothing, it has to be washed b'makom kadosh, in a holy place. The Mishnah continues, so although the pasuk that says techabez b'makom kadosh is only talking about a chatos which is eaten by the kohanim, shenemar, like it says b'makom kadosh te'achel, that the pasuk that says techabez b'makom kadosh also says that we're talking about a carbon which is eaten b'makom kadosh, which means it must be a chatos hachi tzaynis, a chatos which is brought on the outside where the blood is spritzed on the outside mizbeach. Whereas a chatos, which is spritzed in the heichal, that chatos blood is not meat, from meat which is eaten. So yet, echad hanecholos, the Mishnah continues, whether it's an eaten one, meaning from the chatos achitzaynis, v'echad apnimis, or whether it is an internal, one brought in the heichal, tunas kibos, that will also need kibos, although the pasuk talks about a chatos hanecholos. How do I know it also applies to a chatos hapnimis shenemar, because the pasuk says teiras hachatas. This is the teira of the chatas, which implies teira achas lechol achatois. There should be one teira to all carbon chatas. The Bartinur speaks out that we're only talking about the blood of a chatas of a behema. However, a chatas ha'oif does not need kibus, because since by the parsha of techabes b'makom kadosh it talks about tishachei tachatas, that the chatas should be shechted. Since a bird does not get shechted, rather it has melika done to it, the fingernail of the kohen is used where he severs the head, that is not called shechita, and therefore the parsha would not be talking about a chatas ha'oif. Mishnah Beis, chatas psula ein dama ta'un kibos. This din that we said in the last Mishnah, of techabes b'makom kadosh, if the blood splatters onto clothing and has to be washed b'makom kadosh, that is only talking about a chatas kishera. But once it's a chatas psula, and the blood of a chatas psula splatters onto clothing, that would not need kibos. Bein shehayu l'shasa kosher, whether that blood ever had a time when it was kosher as a chatas, bein shelo hayu l'shasa kosher, whether it never had a time that it was kosher as a chatas. Eizai hi shehayu l'shasa kosher, what is the type of a blood that did have a shasa kosher, that it was once permitted to be used for a chatas, shelana, perhaps if the blood was left overnight, visha nitma, or if it became tame, visha yatsa, or if it was taken out of the permitted area. So therefore, since before this happened, it was kosher to be used, that was shasa kosher, so it would only be required kibos if it was splattered before it had lun, tuma, or yatsa. But once it happened, and then the blood splattered, you would not need to wash the clothing b'makom kadosh. The Mishnah continues, Vezi shaloi hayala shasa kosher. What would be an example where it did not have a shasa kosher? That would be shenishcheta chutz lezmana. If the initial shechting of the animal was chutz lezmana, which is what we call pigal, the chutz lim kaima, or if it was chutz lim, with intent of doing it chutz lim kaima. So here, at the initial stage, before you even had blood, there's already a psul. So that was loi hayala shasa kosher. V'shekibloi psulim, or if the blood was immediately received by a kohen who is pasul, or vizarku es dama, or if a kohen who is pasul sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach, so that as well would be considered a case of loy hayalashas hakosher. The Bartinura and the Yochin over here disagree as to whether this last scenario should be in the Mishnah or not. Do we keep the word vizarku or do we not keep it? The Yochin explains that if we do keep it, we're not referring to all the blood of the animal, but referring to just the blood which was in the mizrak, which was used to sprinkle the blood. So once you sprinkle some of that blood by a person who's pasul, the rest of the blood would be considered pasul, although you may be able to go back to the animal and be mekabel more blood and do it, do the zrika with that blood.